I'm Matt Katz, in for Melissa Harris-Perry. We're just a day away from Thanksgiving, but before we kick off the feast with our loved ones, many of us are prompted with the annual question, what are you grateful for? For some, the standard answers could be things like your family or your good health. In more difficult times, finding something to be thankful for is far from easy, but gratitude can play a crucial role in our relationships with people in our lives. To talk more about the importance of gratitude, Melissa sat down with Reverend Dr. Jacqueline Lewis earlier this week. She's the senior minister at Middle Collegiate Church in the East Village of New York City, and she's the author of Fierce Love, A Bold Path to Ferocious Courage, and Rule-Breaking Kindness That Can Heal the World. And to Melissa, she's Reverend Jackie.
So, Reverend Jackie, we are in a moment, in a season marked by presumed gratitude, thankfulness. I wonder, for folks who are going through a hard time, who are experiencing loss, how do you talk about the capacity to express gratitude when maybe what you feel is angry, not grateful?
That is such an important thing to wrestle with. I was looking through some middle church music the other day. Melissa, you know our choirs can sing. And one clip that just jumped in my feed, like God put it there, was Be Grateful, that Hawkins song.
God has not promised me sunshine that's not
but a little rain mixed with God's sunshine, a little pain makes you appreciate the good times. When I was a little girl learning to sing, that lyric used to make me think, what? We're supposed to be grateful for the bad? Come on, Jesus, genie, you know, and let me pray and make everything good. But, you know, time goes on and we understand that everything, Melissa, that happens to us shapes us, teaches us. The hot, hot mess of these last 5-6 years, do they work to good? I think yes. I think though God doesn't plan this chaotic madness, good people of moral courage show themselves in these times. So I think we could be grateful even for the feelings of anger, even for the feelings of frustration and sorrow, because they make us know we're alive and they make us know the space between what's happening and what we hope for in that space.
Talk about why gratitude matters at all, sort of no matter where we are socially, politically, personally. Why does it even matter to say thank you?
Oh, man, because it's a gift to us and a gift to each other. There is an orientation, I think, in our bodies where the thoughts we think, the feelings we inhabit really change our neurosystem. Now, you know, I'm a theologian, not a scientist, but I think it's true. So we lean into what is it that I'm thankful for today? What is it that I'm grateful for today? And it does something to our chemistry. It does something to our soul. It lights the way in the darkness. And that's why it's important. Thank your children for putting their plates away. Thank your spouse, your partner, for being kind to you. Thank your coworkers. A thank you to a coworker working alone at home during COVID lights their soul on fire. And it's an easy gift to give yourself and a gift to give the universe.
Is it possible to be grateful for, maybe not grateful for the harm that is done to us or grateful for the harm that happens to those we care about and love, but at least grateful for some aspect of the learning or of the life that exists within that?
I think so. I mean, our church burned down almost 2 years ago now. And every day, I think the fire, though catastrophic, also gave us members from all around the globe who could suddenly come to church because we were digital. It gave us a new confidence about how we can be a community, even though we're homeless. My dad is 88 years old. We've had a complicated relationship. I'm so grateful that he took time to read my book, in which I tell his business cover to cover. I'm grateful that the hard between me and him made me me. I'm grateful for that. And I'm grateful that I'm me. I'm grateful for all of the hard things that made the Stacey Abrams and the Melissa Harris Perrys and the, you know, the Black Voters Matters, Latasha, all the people who erupted up in the world because the world was so hard. Aren't you grateful for that?
Listen, I am grateful to a whole lot of voters this year. I mean,
yeah, amen,
a whole lot of folks who, you know, remember voting is a choice and did not have to choose when their choices were so limited. I mean, honestly, I'm grateful even to those who voted in ways that that I might personally disagree with on any given topic or on any given candidate. But the fact that those opinions were expressed at the ballot box, listen, all day, I'm ready. Let's go. Let's do it through the democratic process. I'm grateful for that all day.
So grateful. And because they went to the polls, right? Especially the young people went to the polls, the madness of January 6th actually did not win the day. And so I'm grateful that we exposed the absolute ridiculous venom of white nationalist so-called Christianity for what it is. I mean, it's like the 12-step community would say, we kind of hit a certain kind of bottom that let us know, I disagree, not that we're powerless, but what we need to be powerful toward. We went all the way down into the belly of the beast.
We're going to pause for a moment, but we'll keep the gratitude coming on The Takeaway after the break.
On this week's On the Media, one former NPR editor's grievances are reverberating far beyond a Substack essay. He claims wokeness is ruining the place.
That marginalized people are storming the barricades and dictating that this story happens and this story gets killed and we're going to use this language and not use that language. That's not what I saw.
On this week's On the Media from WNYC. Find On the Media wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back with The Takeaway. I'm Matt Katz, in for Melissa Harris Perry. Before we get back to Melissa's conversation with the Reverend Dr. Jacqueline Lewis, we wanted to know, what are you grateful for this Thanksgiving?
Hi, this is Jerry Cohen from Corvallis, Oregon. I am most grateful this Thanksgiving holiday for the end of the hot summer and the rash of fires we had in the West, with the cooling rain now falling all over.
Hi, this is Joanne from Denver, and I'm thankful for my positive prognosis on recently diagnosed breast cancer. I'm grateful for my two children, one of whom has autism pretty severely and is doing pretty well. And I'm especially grateful that Donald Trump is not our president.
Hi, I'm Anne from Denver, and I'm grateful this year for my family. I lost my dad in September, and I had my siblings with me to get through that, and it made it so much easier. So I'm so grateful for my siblings and my family, and I'm also grateful that I think of my dad, and I feel like he's with me when I'm out in nature, walking my dog every morning. And I'm so grateful that I have that ability to feel like he's still here with me. Thank you.
Hard times ain't gonna rule my mind, Bessie. Hard times ain't gonna rule.
Hi, my name is Nathan Raku. I'm from Dallas, Texas. And I'm grateful for music because music has helped me through many, many difficult times in my life and has cheered me up when I needed it most. Thank you.
As always, thanks for your calls and thanks for sharing your stories of gratitude. It's not always easy to find things to be thankful for, especially in the chaos of day-to-day life. But for Reverend Jackie, taking a step back has helped her find gratitude for the little things in life. For her, it starts with family.
I'll start with my uncle. Sam, veteran, 93 years old, married to his wife for 70 years. She, who's my father's aunt, but they're the same age, basically, like that kind of family. Mm-hmm. So I'm grateful for Meridian, Mississippi. I'm grateful for the soil, the smells of magnolias. I'm grateful for the family roots there and in Ruleville. I'm grateful for the way our family does sweet potato pie and macaroni and cheese. I'm grateful for Bitwist table talk trash, you know, tournaments. I'm grateful for my dad's love. I'm grateful for my mommy's legacy, she who died 5 years ago. I'm grateful for my husband, who is the nicest, kindest, most nurturing human on the planet. I cannot do my life without John. And our grandbabies, Octavius and Ophelia, who are now 4 and 2, who delight us. Pop, pop, Nana! I'm grateful for that sound. I'm grateful for my siblings, my little community in the East Village. I'm grateful for the connections I have, Melissa, with people like you in the world, like the way we're all in a web. We're interrelated, connected to each other, having each other's backs.
I so appreciate what you just said about your spouse and partner. You know, I got to say, I'm grateful for the safety of being able to be imperfect. I'm so grateful for those who look on us with soft eyes and choose to catch us while we are falling.
What else are you grateful for, friend?
You know, look, I have two healthy, well, funny, quirky, totally their own selves, human children in the world, my daughters, and I'm grateful for them every second of every day, even when they're making me crazy. I'm so grateful for them. Grateful that both of my parents, I mean, I got to tell you, when we started this journey of the pandemic, I absolutely believed we were going to lose my father. And my father is, when I tell you, he is alive, kicking, making a mess, still being himself in every way. Mm. And we still have time. That is, my gratitude for that both of my parents are still alive and taking breath and thinking and talking on this planet.
So special.
And look, I'm grateful that there is plenty of food on my table, and that even in the months when I do not pay the student loan bill, that there is always plenty of food on my table. And I know that not to always be true. And so I am truly grateful for that.
Isn't it good? See how it just makes your heart grow? I want to tell you another thing I'm grateful for, an encounter I had this week with grace epitomized. Two Lenape men, Hadrian and Joe, I want to say their names. Maybe they'll hear this. They are co-directors of the Lenape Center here in New York. They are beautiful souls, and they are working with, you know, me and my reparations task force, honey, because we have one, on how we can make repair with our indigenous family, Melissa. And they have stories to tell of broken treaties and broken covenants and broken relationships, and that they gave, you know, a Black woman, a Chinese woman, and a white woman time for dinner and talk and making possible plans for the future. I'm grateful for, like, fresh starts that are not cast in patina, but are deeply embedded in truth and reconciliation. I'm really grateful for that as well.
I just want to leave on a final note. How do we take this gratitude that we have for the small and for the large and manifest it into something valuable in the world? How do we harness our gratitude to do the sometimes hard work?
That is, I think it's our calling. There's a vocational sense, right, Melissa, in the work we do. And I would say humankind is actually called, has a vocation to be grateful, to notice the taste of a grape bursting in your mouth, and to be mindful of it, Thich Nhat Hanh would say. The squeeze of your child's hand, the humor of your daughters, the kindness of your spouse, the beautiful giftedness of your team. I've got one too. And that to me is fuel for love, you know, fuel for fierce love. Gratitude fuels love. It fuels kindness. It fuels courage. I mean, it is in the engine that combusts and gives us energy to heal the world.
Reverend Jackie, as always,
I love talking to you.
Thank you for joining us. Thank you for bringing your gratitude, and have a fantastic Thanksgiving in the broadest sense.
You too.